The next application. We're gonna give it a minute.
In a minute, get out. We will.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is 11,731. It's for Robert Betts. He's seeking a variance to reduce the side yard setback, section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Code. This was tabled at the March 7th meeting.
Mr. Chairman, I'll refrain from participating in this hearing, as I wasn't here.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mills. All right, gentlemen. This was case was tabled by Mr. Rickards.
Yeah. All right. The reason I tabled this case, Mr. Chairman, and the rest of my colleagues, is the reason was so that we could take another look at the. The shape of the lot and some of the testimony where the applicant said he made some measurements by, and also the fact that he said he got approval from a previous HOA, mm-hmm. Homeowners Association. I'm sure that committee okayed it, but if I don't think they okayed the 7-foot encroachment, I think they probably okayed the construction and the type of home that's put in that area. The applicant has built, I believe, two or three more in there and has never had any problems with it. I imagine, I think in a testimony he got, must have had COs, certificate of compliances. The secretary, did he make that statement there? I'm not sure.
Not for this house?
No, I'm talking
but
about
for the other houses,
he's kept the laws of zoning.
Yeah, I believe he stated he'd never been to the board before.
All right, yeah, well, that's the point I wanted to get across. Because it is a big encroachment. I mean, 7 feet, I mean, you know, three feet sometimes these guys get off by 3 feet on down. But 7 foot is a lot. But in my mind, based on the lot and his past track record, I would say that he said he made a mistake by using the wrong measuring portion of, I believe, the nail, or was it the pipe that he had said he used the wrong...
It was the wrong property marker, is what he stated.
The wrong property marker. Done.
Yeah. And based on his past history and everything, and I believe him that he made a mistake, and he admitted he had made a mistake. So I feel that it would be a financial hardship on him to take 7 feet, cut 7 feet right off that garage. And based on that, I would say that I would, based on the facts that I just gave you, that I would approve it.
All right. Mr. Hudson?
I would agree. It's a one-story dwelling, 2,000 square feet or less, and the whole development is about a little bit less than 50% built in the development, so I don't think it would have a adverse effect on it. And it is an odd-shaped lot when you consider the cul-de-sac in there, and I believe he didn't make an honest mistake. So I'll be in favor of approving it.
All right. Mr. Mills? Oh, I'm sorry, you did. Mr. Workman?
Yeah, I have no problem with it. I agree with Mr. Hudson and Mr. Workman said. It may be a hardship for him to take that much off the house. And the other ones he built hasn't met all the setbacks that he's done. So I have no problem with it. And like I said, it is an odd-shaped lot. We don't know exactly what it means. So I have no problem with that.
Okay. And I have to, you know, agree with the testimony that has been, you know, that been given so far by Mr. Hudson as well as Mr. Rickards. So I have no problem with it also. And again, if you said it will have a substantial, you know, adverse effect on him and financially. So if there's no other testimony or no other discussion, if the board's ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11731. There is, for the following reasons, there is a uniqueness to the irregularity of the lot. Also, the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And also, the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood naturally. And the mistake has been admitted and made by the builder. But with his track record, I say that would strike that out. So the represented variance that he's asking for is a minimum that would afford relief, and it certainly would be a financial hardship on the applicant. So with those reasons, I make a motion. We approve case number 11731.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
They have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number, 11731. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons previously stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11731 is approved.